Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
We know Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is about to start, but we're more excited about the footy being back. Every game matters on Foxtel. Search Foxtel for more information.
Oh, welcome everybody to your Monday edition of the Global Rating Rush Hour. We are here until 6:30 and then we're off to Adelaide Oval for the Monday night footy match between Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs. And we want to know which Port Adelaide may turn up tonight at Adelaide Oval, and Triple M will be rocking football with our team down there. Let's go. Let's get going. Lots to discuss. We've got plenty to get through for the next 60 minutes, but time to put the spotlight on Mr. Monday Night. He thrived on Monday Night Football. Our beloved farmer Bernie Vince joins us. Hello, young man.
Oh, thank you, Jars. Made my debut on a Monday night, actually, against Collingwood at, I don't know what it was called, Colonial Stadium back then, or Telstra Dome, or something like that. Three kicks, I think.
Actually, I think I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. I think
Rupert
your dad sent it down.
Yeah, no, it was a
very
good night.
Didn't he, old Rupert?
He kicked six, I think, the big Rupert. So well done to him.
Bern, let's get underway. We've got heaps to get through. Premier Steve Marshall has released some new COVID restrictions for South Australia. What are they, please?
Yeah, well, two new cases announced today here. So one from an overseas traveller and another linked to a known case. Both are in isolation, which is a positive, Jars. But home gatherings now from 50 back to 10 and have to be seated now at all licensed venues from midnight.
So that's clubs and
tomorrow
pubs?
Tomorrow night. Midnight tomorrow night. Pubs, right. Clubs, seated again. Seated. Back to that original, back then. So that's a bit bloody disappointing, hell. Jars. We've gone back, taken a backward step, but we're not as bad as Victoria over the border there. They're in full lockdown at the moment, which is a little bit scary. But I want to talk footy as well because it affects the footy.
Mm-hmm.
Crowds now from Wednesday night, 25,000 back to 10,000, Jars. 10,000.
Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval. So Adelaide and Melbourne will be back to 10,000 on Wednesday night. All good for tonight. That's okay. But from Wednesday, so disappointing.
They're just
there
getting
for
on the front foot, aren't they? The government.
They are. Well, they don't want it to happen. What's happened over in Victoria? Got out of hand real quick
over
there.
Well, we've got to support it and back it in.
Yeah, got to back it in. Back that decision in. At least we can have 10,000 there, Jars.
That's a good call. Bern, let's talk Adelaide 36ers, our basketball side there, the side that we love, the franchise that we're all over at the minute. There's big changes down there, and one man that's been signed up by the Adelaide 36ers is Sunday Dick. He's an absolute machine, a magnificent player, and he joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Sunday. Love the first name, my friend.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're born in Sudan. You moved over to Australia at the age of six. Just talk us through that.
Yeah, no, obviously, I was born in Ethiopia, actually, so right on the border of South Sudan and Ethiopia. And I think, moved over to Perth when I was six. Dad got a job out here, and pretty much Perth been home ever since.
Mate, we just had Now, mate, what about you? You've come to South Australia. You've signed with the LA 36ers. New coach. Why did you come here to play for the 36ers, mate?
Well, big reason of why I decided to play for, the 36ers in the offseason was, one, head coach Connor Henry.
Yeah.
Just talking to him through the recruiting process, he just made me feel really comfortable and just really excited me about his vision for the club and for myself as a player. And, those things had to align, and they did. Obviously, 36ers are wanting to get back to championship glory and, compete in finals year in and year out. And that's somewhere where I want to go as a player as well. That's the best time to play basketball at the end of the season when, you're trying to win that championship.
Now, Sunday, are you ready for Adelaide? Now, I spoke to Andrew Gaze the other day, and Adelaide is screaming out for a new cult figure.
Yes.
And he said, don't you worry about this boy. Oh, Sunday is your man. Yeah. He will be the most popular player in Adelaide. Is this true?
I hope so. Obviously, it's not up to me. It's obviously up to the fans, and that's what we want to do. Go out there and give them a good product that they're going to be proud of. And, like I said earlier, just push for that championship that long-awaited in Adelaide.
Mate, your first name's Sunday, and I love it. I think it's fantastic. Now, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Have a really big family, mate. We've got seven kids in the family, and I'm second oldest, and they're all biblical names.
Now, don't tell me there's Monday, there's Tuesday, there's Wednesday. Please don't tell me there is.
Look, I'll tell you what, it's not the first time I've heard it, but no, I'll have to disappoint you there. Not those names.
That would have been good, Jars, wouldn't it? Nice and nothing left. Couldn't have had the eighth kid. You'd have to call him long weekend, public holiday. Hey, have you met Isaac Humphries? We had him on the show the other day, the big superstar recruit.
The big boy.
No, I haven't had a chance to meet Isaac. Obviously, I've played against most of the other guys throughout the league, but I'm really excited to get there just to meet some more, you know. Going up against them is one thing, but just the opportunity to get to know them personally as well is something that I'm looking forward to, because we have a young group and a group of and some veterans as too, like in DJ, Brendan Tees and Dan Dillon, who's got a wealth of experience.
Now, Adelaide's a big football city too, AFL. Do you have a football team at the moment?
Yes, actually. This is ready for the question. So I grew up an Adelaide Crows supporter.
Oh, yes.
That's the boy.
Yes.
That's the boy.
Beautiful.
Get around him.
that's why I was pretty excited to get on with you guys as well and, you know, have a chat to Big Bernie there.
Hello. I'll have to get the old tapes out for you, young man, and we'll have a little sit down. Don't worry about that. Now, mate, I did hear some information about you when we knew we were going to chat to you tonight on the show, that Bern, when he takes the old clothes off, he is ripped
to
the inch of his life. They reckon his nickname is Thor. Sunday Thor Deck.
I don't know who's been lying to you, but I appreciate the...
he's got the build, Bern. He's going to be our cult hero, mate.
Well,
really appreciate it. Before we let go, what about off field? Do you have... what's your favourite hobbies? Have you got a girlfriend? Do you have a dog, a cat? What do you do, mate?
Yeah, I'm Charlotte. She'll be heading over with me to Adelaide. And,
nice.
You know, excited to tackle that. But off the field, pretty low key. Just like to, you know, hang at home, really. I do like that movies and stuff like that.
You like the movies? Sunday, thanks for your time, mate. All the best, and we look forward to seeing you in our 36ers singlet, and then we'll chat again, young man.
No worries. Thanks, fellas. Excited to see you guys personally in a couple months.
Good lad.
Good on you, Sunday.
Adelaide 36ers, new recruit, Bern.
He's my favourite already.
I'm already on.
Oh, I'm on.
I've heard
what number
good,
is he? Should have asked him.
They haven't presented their singlets yet, but we'll sort that out. Sunday deck there. This is the Rush Hour.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these two, Bernie and Jars. This is what they learn.
This is for round 9, so obviously round 10 starts tonight, Bern.
Yes.
Okay, and a very important game for both football sides. And if you want to text us on the text line,
yeah, you
absolutely
can do that.
Hey-do.
0488 51047.
Bern, nice. You can start off.
First thing.
What'd you learn, mate?
I saw the best game I've seen all year on the weekend.
Where?
And it was over in Perth, West Coast versus Geelong, Jars.
Yeah,
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. There was everything. And it
Brilliant.
Was a close game. The
well
crowd
done.
Were going nuts.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, there's another good game, Fremantle versus Collingwood in Perth as well.
Yep.
So that's why the grand final has to be in Perth. That stadium is outstanding.
Gee, cool. Oh, wow.
Get it over there now
what
because that's just awesome. So that's one.
Right.
The top eight is set. The
what?
Top eight is now set, Jars. Those eight inside the eight will not change. They'll shuffle around a little bit.
Ridiculous thing to say.
Oh, well, you said what I've learned, and that's what I learned, not what you learned.
No,
you get your turn in a minute.
Sorry.
And I'll tell you what, the last one, I'm a bit worried about saying this, Ben. I'm disappointed, but Adelaide will go winless in 2020. They will. Yeah. That was their opportunity on the weekend, Jars. And
there is some doubt about Maxi Gawn playing for the Adelaide against Adelaide on Wednesday night. What's your
bit
mail
of doubt,
on that?
But my mail is he will play.
Front up.
So he will play.
Okay.
Nah, can't see him winning.
Righto. I'll give you my what did I learn on the weekend after round 9. The Crows are the laughing stock of Australian rules football on and off the field. Melbourne
the
Football
field.
Club has gone backwards under coach Simon Goodwin. What do they stand for? Nothing. And West Coast Eagles' new club song is horrible. Go back to your original club song.
Yes, good call, Jars. Right,
there you go.
Great call.
They're
why did
three.
They change that?
A damn good question. The Birds of Tokyo sing
Birds
it, don't
of
they?
Tokyo,
didn't
yeah.
They write
did.
It and sing it?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, 133353, if you got anything to share. Hado, and you got a spot coming up soon, Hado.
Yeah, later on.
What's it called?
Well, we're just going to check the Rush Hour answering machine. Thanks, Bern. Legend. It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, legend Andrew Jarman, and a man who beat off Jack Viney for the Bluey Truscott medal. Bernie, Vince, our number 133353, and you can text us anytime, 0488851047.
Bern, before we get into the Adelaide Crows performance, South Australian Premier has announced the Adelaide Oval crowds will be cut from 25,000 to 10,000. Tom from Goodwood wants to have a say. Good afternoon, Tom.
Tom on the line?
Tommy! Is Tommy there, Jazz?
Oh, I think he's...
Have we lost him, Haydo?
I think we've lost him, yeah. Hang on.
Tommy!
Give me 5 seconds to see if I can work some
I'm
magic.
Just knocking on the screen.
Jazz, what is your favourite sports biography of all time?
Mine?
Yeah.
His own. Would have to be Jarman Magic. Tommy!
Not available at all, but I think this should work.
All right, Tommy!
All right, Tommy G.
Beautiful day, and I'm still here, so I just thought I'd give you a quick buzz.
Yep. What's up, buddy?
What I learned is this... social distancing in Adelaide Oval is ridiculous, and whoever signed off on that should be stood down with pay and done a proper investigation, or they potentially should sack the minister or the professor, whoever said this was okay. I don't know if you guys have been to Adelaide Oval under these restrictions.
No, haven't.
We went to the Crows game. So you can go in the car and get dropped off with your mate at the football, but when you get the football, you're not allowed to sit alongside of your family or your children or your wife or your mate. And you have to sit one seat away. That's okay, because they want your distance. But you're allowed to sit in front of a dead set stranger, or you're allowed to sit behind a dead set stranger. So the row in front of you can have somebody, and you're so close that you have never met, or the person sitting behind you, if they cough, they cough right on top of your head. You are no better off being that close than being next to your wife that you've lived with for 25 years. Yeah. Well, your children, that you if they've got the virus, you've got the virus, but you're not allowed to sit next to
them. Bit extreme there, Tommy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mate, thanks for your call, Tommy. Give him a price, please, Haydo.
No worries. A pair of Blunston boots, if you don't mind. Blunston boots, ultimate protection, ultimate comfort. See the full range at blackwoods.com.au.
Now, get that off. Turn that down, please.
Oh.
Just get it off.
Oh,
no, I forgot what that sounds like.
Get it off. Get it
off. What was that? What song was that? The new one?
Well, I don't think we'll hear it this year.
Jeez.
Now, Bern, let's just straighten up a little bit. Saturday, we saw a terrible performance by the Adelaide Crows Football Club. Probably one of the worst performances we've seen in the 30 years in a jumper. What's your take on it? What did you see? What upset you as a former great of our club?
Well, yeah, it was disappointing, wasn't it? Because it was 18th versus 17th, and everyone thought, well, if the Crows are going to win a game in this next little block of games, it's going to be on the weekend, and they really, really let themselves down. I just worry now what
So where's it at, Bern? Where does Nixie go now? He's got 7 rounds remaining. Where does he go now?
Well, he needs to – I think he needs to make a decision where he's going to take this footy club, and he needs to work out, okay, he needs to sit back and go, right, who's in my team for the next few years? Who's in my team next year probably to start with? And if you're not in that team next year, there's not much point in playing some guys. So let's get the young kids in and play them. Like, there's nothing – when you say they're zipping, what are they, zipping 9 now?
Yeah,
it's not a great result, but there's so much to be gained still from playing young kids and blooding young kids and even trialing a few guys that aren't just kids, 24, 25-year-olds, that they might be in their plans, but they need to test them out. So give them a go, try a few things, give the kids a run. I think he needs to make a decision whether he's going to do that. Or you look at the ins on the weekend, Jazz. Who were the ins?
Well, the ins were Riley Knight. Rory Atkins, Bryce Gibbs.
Yeah.
Right, so senior players. Played in the 2017 grand final loss.
Yep. So I don't think Bryce Gibbs did because he wasn't at the club, but he's an older player. He's an older player, and he needs to decide, right, am I going to keep going with those sort of players, or are they not my future plans? I'm not going to play.
So who's stepping up as a leader at the Adelaide Football Club as we speak? Who's stepping up? Who's putting their flag in the ground? Where are they?
Tom Doudet. Tom Doudet.
No, but on and off the field. Is there someone out there from the club that's going to come out and support or say something to the supporters and the members base and the sponsors and the hardworking people?
Well, it's been left up to Nixie, hasn't it? He's the spokesperson. No one's sort of backing him up, are they? I haven't heard from Fagan or
Chapman.
I haven't really heard much.
No one from the board.
No one's really spoken. I think Jamo backed him today, I think, in an article. But, again, it was just an article, I think, when he spoke on a radio station. So,
Need skill. You don't need skill to chase, to tackle, to hit the ball hard, to harass, to be selfless, to put a block on. You don't need skill to do that, Byrne.
No, and that's an attitude.
See that.
That's an attitude.
Absolutely. It's a want and an attitude, and be passionate when you put your bloody jumper on every time you play a game of football. Because I'm telling you now, there's no the fundamentals. They're not doing the fundamentals that well with the football.
No.
But you can still do the chase, the tackle, the smother, harass, hit the ball hard. You can still do that, Byrne.
Yes,
that's not. That's just a mindset.
It is. It's a mindset and attitude, that sort of stuff,
so
the defensive stuff.
Why aren't they buying in? Or are they buying
in?
Or they're just not good enough? End of the day, it's a shit-ass list.
I think it's a bit of everything you've just said there. I think they're trying. And it's hard for Nixie as well. It's his first year and he's without a win. And he's the more time he goes without winning, there's going to be more and more talk about what he's doing. I mean, there's been a lot of chat at the moment around, is he hard enough on the group? Is he whacking him? But don't worry, he'd be having the tough conversations behind closed doors. You don't need to be putting everything out in the media what you're doing behind closed doors. Yeah. But I do worry where their mental state is at as a team at the moment.
Yeah.
The young group that sort of just looks like they're playing a little bit lost jars at the moment.
And you've got to remember, Tom Duday's out injured. Fogarty, Miller, Brad Crouch, Tex, Sloane.
Yeah.
They're straight up start.
Five or six of their best.
For a team like that, you cannot afford to have your top six not play.
Nah, that's unlucky as well.
And I know every club's got injuries, so don't get me wrong. But Nixie has to make a statement for the next 7 weeks to save his coaching career. Make a statement.
And do you agree with me that it needs to be, right, what's my plan going forward for next year?
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah.
What do you think, family? Let us know. Send us a text, 0488 51047. It's been a big weekend in footy, and it's been a big weekend on the Rush Hour answering machine. We're going to have a listen to that next. Triple M.
Now, Haydo, on our whiteboard, the family, they've been with us for how long now, Byrne? We've been, what, 3 months together now?
Three.
Is it longer?
Seven.
7 months. Sorry, Byrne. Oh, shit. Dude, it's gone quick.
Sort of, if you could just get it within a couple of months, maybe, like, would have been
fun, Byrne.
Less than half.
Sorry, mate.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, Jars, they say.
Now, thank you very much. Now, our boy Haydo's just joined us. He's come back to his family, his grassroots.
Thank you. Yes.
Right. Iron Hayden.
Yes.
He's got a spot called Haydo Funny.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the hell's he going to do here, Byrne. Well, you and I don't know. Now, what are you up to?
I asked him, and he said it's going to be a weekly segment. It's going to be that good. So, big pressure.
You don't sign off on those.
No, I don't. The CIC does. No, I completely get that.
Now, what have you done? What's happened?
Basically, I just thought it'd be a good idea to give out a number to the who's who of, you know, local media and AFL.
Right.
And if they wanted to call and leave a message over the weekend, if they can't get a hold of either you two, they can leave a message. And I thought, well,
when did you come up with this?
Last week.
Were you three parts?
Close.
Oh, four parts.
But just seriously.
All right, then. Well, mate, want to be good, because if this falls flat, you're going next.
Listen,
get the crickets button ready.
Radio. Let's just play back the Rush Hour answering machine and see who called over the weekend.
You have 9 new messages.
Hello, it's David the chairman here. We're still on top of the ladder and you're 0-9. Ha 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 ha.
Jars, it's Tex Walker. I appreciate the roast, but it kind of gave me the shits and I had to miss a week. So, can you throw out any leftovers? Just a precaution, mate. Thanks.
Hi, leaving a message for Bernie Vince. This is Aaron from Service SA. Just letting you know that your request for personalised number plates, stud one, is already taken. But feel free to give me a call if you would like to have any more options available. Thank you.
Jars, it's Ken. I've locked myself out, and can you pop down the road and with the spare key, mate? I'm cold.
G'day, Jars Champion. It's Jeremy down here at the footy club in Westlakes. Mate, can you not park right out the front? We can't actually get into the building. Just letting you know, big fella, you're still a champion, mate. Oh, you're still a champion, mate. Have a good one.
Man, I was just calling from the Crazy Horse, mate. Can you fix up your tab, mate? Usually, yeah, it's not a problem, but when we get into five figures, you know, that's when we've got to start, you know, collecting. You know how it is, mate. You know how it is, man. Thanks, mate.
I've rolled into the ocean. Can you...
Leaving a message for Andrew Jarman. This is Nick from Adelaide Oval.
Can you find somewhere else to park, please, mate? People literally cannot get in or out of the offices. We'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Can you help? Jars, I've hit an oil rig.
You have no more messages.
Well,
thank you.
Well,
thank you very much.
He was just updating us on how far out the ocean he was.
What about you? Do you owe money at the Crazy Horse?
Oh, I mustn't have paid on the way. Yeah, that's a bit embarrassing.
And who's Aaron?
He's just doing his job. He's just doing his job.
Yeah, I did put in a request.
we'll check out the Rush Hour answering machine again next Monday. We hope.
Burn, the text line messages have been busy, I see.
Yes, they have, Jars. And actually, someone wants to have a bet with me. You know, in the segment, what did we learn from the weekend? I said after this, Crows will go, this is what I said. Adelaide will go winless in 2020.
Oh, geez,
well, that was after they lost to 17th, flogged by 17th. Yeah. And we've just got a message here from Josh from Cherry Gardens. Bernie, I'll have a six-pack of beer with you that our beloved Crows will win at least one game in season 2020. Oh. Don't jump off our boys right when they really need all their true supporters, Bern.
You're going to take the bet?
But I'm not jumping off. I'm just stating where the facts. I think they're at.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping off. In fact, I'm on board big time.
Right.
But
are you going to take the bet?
I'm going to step it up to a carton if you want.
Yeah, you're beauty. There you go, Joshy.
When's their next win coming from, Jazz? What else we got here? No heart plus no guts plus no balls plus no passion equals the Adelaide Crows. Mm. Shame from Woodcroft.
Well, we did go hard in the Adelaide Crows performance.
Oh, well, yeah, we did. This is an interesting one here. Now, this is a good point. Dale from Christy Downs. Why wasn't Nick's given a coaching director? Campo was there last year as a coaching director or senior assistant, and he knows the Crows system he's written inside and out at its peak. Plenty of experience in the coaching box, and that won't. Yeah, well,
it's a great text.
He goes on a bit, but it's a good question. It's a great point because
and that question should be asked to Rupert tomorrow.
Why isn't that a great point? And I haven't thought of that. Why isn't there a senior assistant? Everyone's
him
got him across the board, especially a young coach in his first year. He'd be crying. How good would that for a shoulder to lean on for Nixie at the moment?
Yep.
But he looks like he's just copping the battle himself.
Yep. Just got to stay strong and be true to himself. Just keep coaching with his instinct. That's what he's got to do and start just playing all the kids. Clean it out for the next seven rounds.
I'm sure he's doing a great job. We're back because he's lost a lot of games. That's what we're sort of judging him on. But he's doing a good job behind closed doors. Yeah.
For what he has to work with.
Yes.
I've just got one here.
Oh, what have you got?
Tanking. That's all it says.
Tanking.
Tanking.
That's all
it
says.
Jars. Don't be so hard on everyone. Share the love. Oh, that's Bob from the bridge.
Bobby.
Come on, Bobby.
Right.
We're going to catch up with Jay-Z next and get the absolute breaking news from the man, Triple Edge Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, Jay-Z?
Jay Clark.
He's good, good man, our Triple M very own Jay Clark. G'day, mate. Welcome to the Monday Night Footy.
Yes, hello, boys. Looking forward to this one tonight, be honest. I mean, the Western Bulldogs have been so hot and cold. Mm-hmm. How would you bloody know what they're going to produce? So it's going to be fascinating.
Yep. Adelaide Oval lights are not on at this stage, but Simon Goodwin's coaching contracts. Where's he at with all that?
Yeah, the past 48 hours, the biggest talking point, really, has been Glenn Bartlett's comments. The president put his own coach right under the pump when he said the players, the football department, embarrassed the jumper. They were completely pox at the weekend, and they get a chance to bounce back against your boys, the Adelaide Crows, battling at the bottom of the ladder. And look, this is just a must-win game for Adelaide, because if they can't get up here, then the conversation will absolutely turn to the coach and the blowtorch will get fired up. But here's the big issue in regards to any conversation about Simon Goodwin is that he's contracted for another two more years after this one.
Yeah.
On more than $700,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he, and I'm a big Simon Goodwin fan, but if he lost the next 10 games in a row, there is no way in the current economic climate with the salary, the football department cap going down to $6.3 million next year, there is no way the AFL or Melbourne could afford a $1.5 million termination payment to a coach. It would be absolutely laughed at. And I know what I would imagine that the AFL, the senior people at the AFL, would strongly advise Melbourne not to do that. So they are committed to Simon Goodwin. And even if they went horribly over the next 2 months financially, it's hard to see them paying him out. So, and I think Goody will turn the ship around. I think they'll win against the Crows comfortably.
Max Gawn, mate, injured. Is that what I hear?
He's sore, Bernie. He's sore, Bernie. So he's got to do a test tomorrow and probably will be given even up to the last minute on Wednesday to take on the Crows. They're inside the club. They're expecting him to play. Going to be a very light couple of days. All they're saying at the moment is that he's a bit sore. He's an absolute key to their midfield prospects. But it's about the connection, isn't it? I mean, I think they have a dip, Bernie. It's just being able to hit a forward target. So I'm not sure if you feel like pulling the boots back on. You're always a very good
He's elite. Hit. He was.
I mean, is that your assessment? I mean, they can win the footy. It's just the hitting targets inside the forward half.
Their field kicking's terrible.
Their last kick inside 50. But I tell you what, their forwards are way out of form as well.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help either. But our teams are putting a lot of work into Max Gawn as well, which isn't helping. They're sort of sharking his hits as well. But I want to move on. Mitch Cleary, what's happened there? Because he was out of a job. He's back in a job. He's out of a job. What's happening?
They stood him down. And as it turns out, due to the massive backlash from the football community, he's back in a job. So it was just a 24-hour stand-down. He returned today, did the podcast for AFL.com.au. It's called AFL Exchange. And that's where he explained that. He said he messed up by publishing Brooke Cotchin's day spa mistake when the editorial policy of AFL.com.au was not to name the family members, the people who had breached the coronavirus protocol.
But she put it up, though. She put it up on her own public bloody profile. She was the one.
Exactly, Jazz. This doesn't pass the pub test.
No way.
It completely popped. He's done the right thing. They stuffed up by standing him down. They completely overreacted. They quickly got him back in. His feet are under the desk. And they're all saying, look away here. There's nothing to see. But
was this off the back of a Richmond, sorry to cut you off, but the back of a Richmond complaint?
Yes, it was on the back of a Richmond complaint. Oh. They were talking tough in negotiations with the AFL. They wanted to keep Brooke Cotchin's name out of this. As Brooke Cotchin said in her own Instagram post today, look, she doesn't want Mitch Cleary to lose her job over this. The Cotchins are paying the $20,000 fine and she won't be going back in for a pedicure anytime soon. Yeah.
Good stuff, Jay. Expensive. Speak to you on Saturday and Dead Set Legends.
All right, take it easy, boys. No changes tonight. I'm sure you're all over it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Big game tonight. Port Adelaide take on the Bulldogs. So we're looking forward to this hit out there, Bern. Now, some Port Adelaide faithful... Are they preparing themselves for a letdown tonight? Because as we know, expectation is not a good friend to Port Adelaide.
Nah, it's not. But I think they're okay, Jars, at home. I think they'll be okay. Short, really short turnaround. We saw Melbourne play really poorly off a short turnaround last week. So big test, because this is the second team that's coming off a 4-day break. So it'll be interesting to see.
And what about Inns? Woodcock makes his debut, little small forward, premiership player for North Adelaide, and McKenzie's back into the back half, so that's good to get him back. And Bradley Ebert, again, concussed and also lean it dropped.
Yeah, he comes out. Obviously, for McKenzie's having a great season, by the way. Certainly holding the fort down there. Young York Peninsula boy, Boyd Woodcock. Yeah. Bleached hair, bright boots.
There you go.
Pick number 76 he was in the 2018 draft. I think got delisted as well and picked up as a rookie again. So, looking forward to seeing him run around. Apparently, he's just flat out.
Yeah.
Flat out as a person. High energy, so I look forward to watching him. But I think they'll be all right. Bulldogs, you just never know what they're going to turn up
with.
Jekyll and Hyde.
They're Jekyll and Hyde in the comp.
Their good is very good, but their bad is terrible. You just never know what's going to turn up. And if their very good turns up, who knows, Jars?
Dixon and Alex Keith will be a great matchup. And
that
Big
is a good matchup.
Very important. And obviously, night football, a bit dewy, and the ball will be on the ground a bit more. But Hartlett and Burn Jones are the key for Port LA. So they've got to shut the two down from half back, because that's where they set up all their movement.
Burn Jones, exactly. He's in all Australian form, Burn Jones. He's having a great season. So, going to be a good one. Bulldogs very good around the contest in slippery, dewy. conditions, Jars. Yeah. So they flick the handball around, almost throw it out at times, but they go flick, 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 and they just eventually get someone out. So the conditions will suit them, and Port Adelaide need to be right on their game to win this one, even though they're sitting at the top of the ladder.
Yeah, and what about, just quickly before we wrap up, what about what will they do with Bontempelli? Does Ollie Wines go to him at the stoppage?
I think someone has to. We've seen in the past, when someone runs with him, he just takes him forward and he kicks goals. Yes. So if it's not a like for like or a tool, and you don't want Ollie Wines playing at fullback. So I think he'll just go to him at stoppages.
Okay.
And when he goes forward, a defender will take him.
Like so, a Jonas or a McKenzie.
Very important player for the Bulldogs, though. They need to be on him around stoppage.
Who's winning?
Good luck to Port. Port will win. Jars, 10 points.
Oh, there it is, the rush hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend.
And the footy.
Footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.